This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, I'll share a recent conversation I had with Indianapolis ambient artist and label owner Zake. Melissa Davis has our weekly top five from Indianapolis musician Mina Cohane on some of her favorite tracks featuring the accordion. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at WFYI.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. First, Indianapolis ambient artist Zake came into the WFYI studios and we chatted about his music and his internationally renowned record label Past Inside the Present. He was kind enough to send over a few vinyl copies of his records, so before we get into our conversation, let's listen to a clip from a vinyl recording of the piece Sacred Silence by Zake in City of Dawn. How did you get into making ambient music?
So making ambient music, you know, it stemmed from, you know, childhood memories and nostalgia. My mother, she went to the School of Manhattan for opera. My great uncle was a trumpist, played with individuals like Miles Davis.
Wow.
I feel like it started, you know, at least appreciating music and tonality at a very young age. I would say I started getting more into the ambient and any kind of music I could get my hands on when I discovered the bottom cabinet of my parents' great room where there was just records, and I was enamored and very curious about what these things were.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, Roxy music, and then there was music for airports that was in that collection. And that's what really tuned me into that sound of just, you know, the repetition, but ever so delicately. You know, space music is what, you know, would have described that ambient back in the 70s. Went to school for audio video production at IUPUI. That's when I started writing music independently. But it just so happens it took me until 2018 to actually start releasing anything. It was just never good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my mind. And then the very first release on Past Inside the Present was a solo album of mine. And I honestly didn't want to release it. I just was testing the quality of the cassettes. We wanted to do a cassette run. So I was actually going by Zake, but it was the Japanese translation, Japanese writing of it. So nobody would know who it was or what it was, you know.
Sneaky.
Yeah. So come to find out, people really liked that album. And, you know, we're now over 100 releases in our short time as a label. And then I was like, shoot, I'm stuck with this stupid name, Zake. I would have come up with something, I don't know, maybe a little more interesting. But that's the brand, I guess.
So you've only been around since 2018, you said?
Yep.
But you've done a lot since then, seemingly, and Past Inside the Present seems to be getting, I've heard it's relatively popular overseas.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we have a very big following in Europe, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and we have, you know, distributors throughout the world.
That's great. So you release music by international artists as well?
Indeed, yeah.
But also Indiana artists?
Indeed.
Aside from yourself?
Yes.
Do you want to shout some of those Indiana artists out?
I definitely got to shout out, you know, a couple of my brothers here in this city. That would be Mark Ertl. We go back with playing post-rock music together as Pillars. We now, you know, do Dawn Chorus and the Infallible Sea. Lo Howe, which is Dylan Wilson, also goes by Dylan Prevails a local producer here, Wayne Robert Thomas. Man, he's my guy. He is the ambient guitar drone mastermind. He has a lot of wonderful albums coming up. Then we got Osa, which is Kate Slusher, a good friend of mine. Worked together at Indie Scene and Vinyl, you know, 16 years ago. So it's wonderful to have him on the roster as well.
I feel like there's a growing awareness or a growing group of people that are making ambient music. Do you think there's any reason for that rise in ambient awareness and ambient creation?
I feel like a lot of people are self-reflecting, and there's a lot of contemplation, a lot of thought, a lot of busyness in this world where I feel like a lot of people just want to step back, mm-hmm. you know, and be still for a moment. And, you know, that's just one wonderful thing about ambient music, that because there is a lack of structure and it's more of a sound, a tonality that really, you know, promotes being still and getting away from the busyness of life, I can, at least for myself, most certainly understand why that is such a popular or accepting, you know, attribute to anybody's life.
How do you go about writing these pieces?
It started out, I mean, I had an archive, I mean, external hard drives of just sounds that I made throughout the years. I mean, some of the music that you hear, you know, currently that I dropped anywhere from 18 to now, a lot of those elements, you know, span back to 2003, 2004. Most recently, you know, what has really, really, I feel like, heightened my writing style is starting with a poem. So my wife's a writer, so she would write some beautiful poems, and then those poems correlated to song titles. Mm. And then we would kind of create a story together. So that has been so rewarding to incorporate my wife's creativity into the music of Zake.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's a family affair over at Pass Inside the Present.
Absolutely.
That's great. So for someone that is unfamiliar with ambient music or wants to break into trying to listen to it, I feel like it could be a little daunting because, like, your albums, for example, you'll pull up a track and it's like, wow, this thing's 20 minutes long. One track, you know, there's right. Five tracks on this thing. How do you listen to ambient music?
Right. Yeah, so ambient music's very personal. It's very intimate. Ambient music for me puts me in a certain mood or a certain, you know, mindset, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be actively listening and focusing on the different layers and textures, or it could simply just be, you know, playing, but it's almost like a soundtrack to wherever you are, right? So there's definitely a duality there for sure.
Where can people keep up with your music and Pass in the Present online?
We do PassInsideThePresent.com, shorter, PITP.US. To catch up or stay up to date with me, it's Zake Drone, ZakeDrone.com. Bandcamp, that's where you're going to find all of our cassettes, vinyl, CDs, digital. And the only brick-and-mortar store here in Indy, Indy CD and Vinyl. Go see those cats on Broad Ripple Avenue. They'll take care of you.
Thanks to Zake for coming on the show and sharing music with us. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Mina Cohane's top 5 songs featuring the accordion. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Mina Cohane's top 5 songs.
I'm Mina Cohane. I am a composer, musician, performer, I guess. I guess musician is the all-encompassing. I play piano and accordion, and I sing, and I do a lot of writing and arranging, and I play in a lot of bands.
You do play in a lot of bands. Could you tell me about the bands that you play in and the kind of music that you play?
Sure. So it's really funny because when people do that whole like, oh, you're in a lot of bands, in my mind, especially coming from like a jazz type sort of jazz-ish background or, you know, people who are just hired for gigs. So in my mind, it wasn't like I was joining all these bands. I was just, oh, yeah, I'm available this day. Yes, I can play with you, you know. But yeah, I play with Sarah Green and the Billions of Stars, who has been on WFYI for Small Studios, Public Universal Friend. I play with my own band, Mina and the Wondrous Flying Machine. I play with the Dope Aesthetics. I play with Therese Reynolds. I play with Brandon Wide when he comes in town. I play with Corey Williams. That's all I can think of at this very moment.
Well, today we were going to talk about your top five, and I love your top five topic. Would you share it with us tonight?
Sure. These are my top five songs with accordion in it. So that doesn't mean these are the top accordion songs. You know, I know that everyone's very specific about like top fives, but these are my personal top five songs with accordion in it. Because, you know, it's one of those, you think of polka or you think of maybe bluegrass or traditional Mexican music or even, you know, French tangos. That's kind of how you think of accordion. And it can, like, it's been used in pop songs and jazz. And actually, there's a hip-hop song. MF Doom has accordions. It's called Accordion. Actually, I think it's not. MF Doom is featured on it, but I think it's someone else. Anyway, Mad Villain, I think. Anyway, but yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, accordion's awesome. These are my top five songs with it.
Yeah, and you play the accordion, right?
I do.
How? I mean, this is such, like, I think a non-musician question. But is it a difficult instrument to play?
It depends on how you play it. So, yes, it can be. And also, so the way I play it, I'm not like a big virtuosic, crazy. There are like classical accordion players and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And then there's like Irish accordion players and they play super fast and whatnot. But the way I play it is mostly like you can play it without even using the left-hand buttons at all sometimes. So if you know how to play the piano, you can just use the right-hand side and just push in and out. And so that is probably the simplest way to play it. I do like to use the left-hand buttons when I can, but sometimes if you're in a band with a bass already, it's like too much. But yeah.
All right. Well, we usually go from like, we start like at number five and then we go to the top number. So if you'd want to start off, we could hear your number five top accordion song.
Oh, goodness. I didn't put them in, like, an order of what I, of, like, the best of the... Okay, so five being, like, the least?
I mean, yeah. Okay. You know, but I mean, they're all special.
Okay. Okay. I would say five would be Atlantic City by The Band. It is actually a Bruce Springsteen song, but The Band did it. And they have, it doesn't start with, like, the accordion is sort of a solo feature. He comes in the middle. He has, it's so, like, joyous what he plays. And then they give him, like, the whole minute out just to solo. Like, accordion, go. But I think it's a great song, and it's catchy, and the accordion brings me joy. So.
Love it. All right, so we'd be at number four.
Number four, I think I will do Banda Magda, Sabia. So Banda Magda is kind of a world music type band. Magda Giannikou is the composer slash accordion player slash singer. She's Greek, but she does all her songs in either Spanish or Portuguese or French because she just happens to be multilingual. And she plays like upright bass and the piano and the accordion. She's one of those. And this song is off her album Yerikina, and it's super beautiful and it features the accordion very, very beautifully. And well, I say beautiful, it's also super fun. But yeah. Number three, I am going to put Lead Belly, Laura. So the accordion has a long tradition in the blues. Well, actually, there's some accordion in Africa as well, but in the blues and Zydeco music. And Lead Belly, whose real name is Hoodie Ledbetter, was a blues musician, played guitar and sang way back in the day. And he also played accordion, like a champ. And this is a really fun song to listen to. But yeah, and actually, I think I got it from the Smithsonian. Yeah, it's really great. Great recording, old school recording. It sounds old, and it is. So that's Laura by Lead Belly.
La 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 la
and where we're at. We're at number two.
So number two, I am going to put... Number two, I'm going to put... Oh, this is a fight in my mind. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put Graceland... Or excuse me, Boy in the Bubble from Paul Simon's Graceland is number two. It's a super famous song, was a big hit, is just like an extraordinarily recognizable accordion opening. You know, that... And a cool story about that. So, you know, Graceland has kind of a bunch of controversy about when Paul Simon went over to South Africa and whatnot, but since then, everything has been sort of cleared up, I guess. But that song was actually, so the accordion player was Forere Motloaloa, I think is how to pronounce it. But he was a famous or pretty famous in South Africa accordionist, and he actually had a song. And I will completely demolish this, but I think it's like Ke Ketetse e Motle, and it is in fact the song that The Boy in the Bubble is. So Paul Simon heard that song and was like, I want to record this. So he actually wrote the music, the whole song, and Paul Simon wrote lyrics to it. So they worked together, and he did give him writing credits on the song and everything, but it's like, it's a fantastic song. It's the lyrics are super dark in the verses, but then the choruses are super hopeful, and just one of the most recognizable accordion songs, I think, but I just love that song.
Well, we are at the top. We're at the number one accordion song of all time.
Number one. Well, I put it in this top because of the way it's used. So this is Maria Schneider and her jazz orchestra from the album Sky Blue. This song is called Cerulean Skies. It is a 21-minute composition. It is beautiful. It is breathtaking. It is a journey from beginning to end. It uses saxophones, and Luciana Sousa sings along with it. There's no words. And it has a beautiful accordion feature, and I love how it's just sort of used kind of as this, let me backtrack a little. This piece also has bird calls and bird sounds, and the instruments are mimicking birds. And when the accordion comes in, it's also doing this like, trying to make little bird sounds, and then it has a beautiful little solo. And it's, I love the treatment of it. I love this piece. It is creative. It is gorgeous. It has so many colors. So I know we're not going to listen to the whole thing, but if anyone has an extra 21 minutes, I would highly recommend listening.
Very cool.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Mina Cohane. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen anywhere at wfyi.org/listen. Or you can check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from our top five artists featured on tonight's show, Mina Cohane. She recorded this track here at WFYI. So, Adam, you recorded that song. This one is called Just Friends. What was that recording like? It looked so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. She just came in the studio with her keyboard and recorded a couple tracks for us and chatted with us, which we've played that before on the show. But it's a great track. Unreleased also. So this is a nice sneak peek.
Love it. This is Just Friends by Mina Cohane on Small Studio Signal Boost.
So it's just rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Doom. Dum dum da da dum 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 da 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 dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 dum. It was my last ditch effort. Saw the smoke before the fire, a call out in case something's listening. Beyond the steeple and the spire, doom, doom. Just be over, and sometimes I wish that.
just friends. Behind the wheel, the charm of American spirit left the door wide open. But boy, I knew the deal. Doom, doom, da da da. Doom, doom, da 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 da. I lost you, though I promised otherwise. I lost me in your red sky warning. I saw. Just friends.
That was Mina Cohen with Just Friends, a song recorded here at WFYI. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
South Bend-based group Joe Bauman and the Righteous Few have a stop-motion animated music video out for their song Vacant Spaces, and it's really good. Like, it blew me away. It's, like, Oscar-worthy stop-motion animation. You can find it on their socials and on YouTube. Let's hear the song now. It's Joe Bauman and the Righteous Few with Vacant Spaces.
Abundance you did for the burning of all left behind. The golden as it was.
I'm Charlene, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Adam Gross, and we're listening to music from Indiana-based artists. We've heard Jordan Victoria, a.k.a. Heaven Honey, on the show before, and I love to play Heaven Honey because she is someone that we get to watch grow and evolve and develop in their music. And this song has a great music video also, Adam.
Oh, it's music video day.
Yeah, we've been watching our videos. This is Kicks by Heaven Honey.
Drinking liquids, self-inflicted, feeling nothing now. The sun is shining down on my feet, feeling hungry in cold
place. Kevin Ho is a rapper from Indiana, and they recently released an EP titled Unhinged, which even nods to Indy with one of the tracks titled Brightwood Baby. This is an excerpt from Kevin Ho's EP, Unhinged.
I'm a bad biggity dick, throwing them tricks. It's a lone wolf, lone ranger. I'm the wicked witch, these other hoes in danger. I was giving birth like Mary did in a manger. She might have came from us, trust me, we didn't raise her. Blunts and Gabbana, you know I'm a prima donna. You know I be with Obama, I'm radical like Osama. One piece like Dalai Lama. Guillotine flow, I be head hoes. Ask for the petty, it's a white toe. Ask for the shoe, Chucky sandal. I'm a private villain, she's a sandals. Even if you had a match, you couldn't hold a candle.
I'm Melissa Davis, here with co-hosts Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. And that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Charlene, what do we have?
This is Solid Squares with Harmony on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.